Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Babasa Daf Mem Aleph. We are holding on the top of Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. We are at the Mishnah on the top of Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives, they shall all return home safely. It is also sponsored by the Gross family, Lizecha Nishmas, Chana Leia Bas Moshe Tzvi, Rav Moshe Yehuda Ben Ram Nachum, Chaya Leia Bas Naftali Hertz, and Svi Menachem Ben Shmayo, the Neshama Shav Naliyah, and is also sponsored by Chani and J.J. Hornblass in memory of his father, the honorary Jerome Hornblass, Yaakov Ben Moshe. The Neshama should have the honorable. The Neshama should have, right? H-O-N is honorable. Yeah. I'm not a lawyer. And I don't watch enough TV, enough courtroom drama. So the Neshama should have an Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the Mishnah is going to discuss Chazaka She'eni Mataina, the concept that in order to have a Chazaka, you can't just say, what am I doing here? Because I was here and no one said anything. You have to actually have some sort of Taina as to why it's rightfully yours. The Gemara is going to ask, isn't that fairly obvious that you need some sort of Taina? What's the Havamina that even without a Taina, you would be able to just rely on your Chazaka alone? Then the Gemara is going to tell two stories, one with Rav Kahana and one with Rav Anan, each who had a wall, a fence that separated their property from someone else's property that had come down, and they had rebuilt the wall inadvertently within the other person's property. So they basically did a land grab of the other person's property, and for whatever reason, they didn't want to change it. So whether they had two different stories, whether they had a reasonable taina or not, to be able to keep the new fence in the location where it was. Then the Gemara is going to tell the story of a guy who was caught living on the top floor of a house, and we'll see what the taina was and why they wanted to throw him out. And that's going to bring us pretty much to the end of the daf. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the top of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. So as we said, in order to have a chazaka, you need to be in the karka for 3 years, and once you're in the karka for 3 years, you no longer have responsibility to hold on to the shtar. So even without a shtar, you're believed to say that I bought this property or I yarshin this property, whatever. So says the Mishnah, kol chazaka she'eni mataina, ain a chazaka. Whether you kol chazaka implies any type of chazaka, meaning the way the Rashbam understands, whether we're talking about cheskas karkaos, that you're there for 3 years, or whether it's cheskas tashmishim, that you're using someone's wall or something or property for whatever benefit, for whatever usage you're using it, even for only yom echad, even for only a single day, where cheskas, because that's how long it takes, according to the Rashbam, to have a cheskas tashmishim. In order for those chazakos to happen, you need to have a taina, and without a taina, it is not a valid chazaka. Only when you have a taina where you say that I bought it and after buying it, I've been living here for three years or using it for whatever period of time, which again according to Rashbam is immediately when it's cheskas tashmishin, then you're neman, and we leave the karka with the machzik. Again, the Rashbam understands that this is talking about even cheskas tashmishin. The Rivam, and there are a lot of Rishonim that agree with the Rashbam, the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba and Tosos and Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. However, the Rivam is quoted in that same Tosos and Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibra Maskul Vaha, and the Ramban say that Cheskas Tashmishim does not have this din of Chal Chazak Shein Vataina is Eina Chazaka. It works even without a Taina, Cheskas Tashmishim. Someone who's Machzik and Metaltalim is a third type of Chazaka, right? I mean, we have Cheskas Karka, where it's obviously Gimel Shanim. We have a Chazaka that you're not even claiming ownership, you're just claiming that you have the right to use the item, and then you have Cheskas Metaltalim. Rabbeinu Yonah holds that Cheskas Metaltalim does not have a din like Cheskas Karka, and therefore, if you are Toface, even though you don't have a Taina, I mean, you just say, I'm not giving you anything back. Obviously, if you say, I stole it, you got to give it back, but if you say, I'm not giving anything to you, I don't know what you're talking about, so then you do have a Chazaka, because your very Tfisa is a much stronger type of Chazaka. The Ktsos in Simchot Lamed Gimel says that this disagrees and holds that even for Cheskos Metaltulim, you have to have a Taina. So if this applies to Cheskos Tashmishim, so what we pointed out, Cheskos Tashmishim is even B'Yom Echad, because that is the Shita of the Rashbam. Rashi, way back earlier in the Masechet Avav Amar Aleph, says, why is it immediately? Because a person is not Maniach Lishtamish Tashmish Al Kliyas B'Shalawa Filu Pamachas. No one would let you use some sort of serious usage of their item even once without permission. So Cheskos Tashmishim happens immediately. However, Tosos, in that same Tosos, back in Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, says that, quotes the Rivam, that even by Cheskos Tashmishim, you need Shaloshanim. You need 3 years in order to develop a Cheskos Tashmishim. There's also Machlokas Rishonim, if since there's not a Chazaka without a Taina, the Ma'arer is able to take it away from the Muchzak immediately. Some Rishonim hold that even though he doesn't have a Taina, and therefore his Chazaka is not a valid Chazaka, it's Ein Motzino Samiyado, unless you were able to bring Edim, that this somehow belongs to you, meaning he may not have any raya that it belongs to him, but do you have any raya that it belongs to you? So some of the Rishonim say, you're going to have to at least produce Edim, that this is your property. Whereas others say that if the Ma'arer comes with the Taina's Bari, and the Machzik says, look, it wasn't mine, but no one said anything, so he's coming with nothing, not even a Shema. He's coming with absolutely nothing. So a Taina's Bari with another versus a nothing, you don't need a raya. That's good enough. That one of them has that the Ma'arer is coming with a Taina's Bari. So that's a Machlokas Rishonim as well. There is a comment that helps clarify this sugya a little bit of the Chazon Yecheskel and on the Tosefta. So the Chazon Yecheskel, Yecheskel Abramsky writes that the din of Chazaka Sheini Mataina, not being a Chazaka, does not mean the following. It does not mean that the Taina works in like a positive way to strengthen the Chazaka, that gives this Chazaka the real status of a Chazaka. And therefore, without a Taina, the Chazaka is lacking. The chazaka is not really a chazaka. That's not what chazaka sheini mataina. That's not the mechanics of chazaka sheini mataina. That the chazaka is only complete with a taina, and without a taina, you don't really have a chazaka. No, the way it works is that since a person has to know why he's on the karka or what his rights are to the karka, the fact that he doesn't know why he's on the karka weakens the chazaka. It's not that the taina strengthens the chazaka, but often chiyuvi, in like a positive way. It's that if you don't know, if you can't explain why it's yours, well then your chazaka becomes meaningless. And that's going to explain why at the end of the Mishnah, the halacha is that a yoresh will be allowed to have, a chazaka that a yoresh has for Gibel Shana will work even without a Taina. Meaning if you need a Taina, again, Ba'ofen Chiyuvi, as like a positive thing in order to strengthen and to make it a real Chazaka, well, the Yoresh, if he doesn't have a Taina, doesn't have a real Chazaka. But if you assume that no, a Chazaka is independently strong. It's just that there could be a major weakness if you're expected to know how it's yours and you can't explain how it's yours. Yeah, that's true when you're the person who bought it or who received it as a gift. You can't explain how you bought it, that you bought it. So that's a major weakness. But if you're a Yoresh, how am I supposed to know what my father's business dealings are? So then that weakness doesn't exist. Mimela, the Chazaka, remains in place. So Chazaka is an independent entity. It's just that failure to know how it happened could weaken the Chazaka. So anyway, so that's the rule of Chazaka Sheini Mataina. So now the Mishnah elaborates. How does this play out? Ketzad, Omar Lov, the Balakarka says to the Machzik, Mata osu b'toch shali, what are you doing in my property? Vu Omar Lov, and the Machzik says, well, Shalo Amar Li Adam Davar Me'olam. No one ever said anything to me. I don't know who it belongs to, but no one ever told me that I have to leave, so might as well be mine. So Eina Chazaka. That is not a valid Chazaka. The Rishonim point out, the Rif and the Ritva point out, that the Mishnah does not mean to say that only if he says that phrase, that, you know, lo amrli adam davar me'olam, that it's not a chazaka, even if he doesn't say anything, he just doesn't say a taina, or he just says, lav bal dvarim didi, I'm not talking to you. What do you mean you're not talking to me? this land is mine. You have to say something. So if he just says, I'm keeping my mouth shut, I'm not saying anything, that also is not a chazaka. How do I know that that also is not a chazaka? It's from the next line. Because the Mishnah then says, Shemachartali, Shenasatali bimatana, Avicha macharali, Avicha nasanali bimatana, Harezo chazaka. The next line of the Mishnah tells us what a chazaka sounds like. That a chazaka is where you have a very clear taina how this came into your possession. So since the Mishnah elaborates on what is a valid taina that goes along with the chazaka, so we see that anything short of that is not a taina. So to just keep your mouth shut and say lav baldvarm didiyat, that is not a taina. That is not going to go along with a chazaka. The Rambam writes in Toin Venitan Parakir Aleph that the machzik still has to take a shvuas hasas even with a taina when he has atamachartali atansatli b'matana. He's still going to have to take a shvuas hasas in order to be able to keep the field. The Magen Mishnah says that no, the whole point of having a chazaka is that you don't need anything else. That if you have a chazaka, you have a taina, so then you don't need to take a shvuas hasas because that automatically gives a person the nemanos that he's looking for. So that's machlokas rishonim that the Magen Mishnah points out that a lot of people disagree with the Rambam. Now, v'abam mishum Yerusha, we had mentioned that there is this other din that if you have a Yerusha, a person has a field for 3 years, and he tainas that his father was muchzik in this karka on the day that he died, and this fellow who's living there now yarshened it from his father, eino tzarich taina. Then, even though he does not say, oh, my father bought it from the original owner, we still value and trust that chazaka, and we'll make that taina on his behalf. We don't make him bring a raya as to how it is exactly that his father came to be in possession of this property, because a person is not considered to be expert in his father's affairs. We don't assume that he knows what his father's various business dealings were. Okay, so that one very simple halacha in our Mishnah, that a chazaka sheini mataina is not a chazaka. So ask the Gemara, too simple. Pshita, obviously, if you don't know how the karka came to, you can't articulate why it's yours, it's not yours. Meaning, isn't this an obvious din? So just living there for 3 years, why would that possibly be enough to make it yours? So it says, Mao de tema, hai gavra mizben zavnele hai ara. No, because I might have thought that this guy that's been living in this karka for 3 years actually had purchased this karka from the ma'arer, even though he's not saying so. All he's saying is, I'm not talking to you, or no one ever said anything to me. He's not coming with his taina, but nevertheless, we might have assumed that it's true that he actually did buy it, ushtara havale, and he had a shtar, the irkas, but he lost his shtar, and he thinks he's in trouble. The reason he doesn't say that he purchased the karka from the bailim is because he doesn't want to, you know, sometimes a person talks, they put their foot in their mouth. So the lawyer said, just don't say anything, right? So he didn't say anything because he knows that, or he's thinking to himself, if I say that I bought it, he doesn't know about this cheskas gimel shanim business. If I say that I bought it, they're going to say, where's your paperwork? If you bought it, there was paperwork. If you bought it, there's a shtar. And I'm not going to have an answer to that because I know that I lost my shtar. I lose everything in my life. It's probably with my AirPods. I don't know where my shtar is. So Savar Iamina Mizban Zavnili Hayara, he says, if I'm going to say that I bought this karka, Armili Achvi Shtarcha, they're going to tell me that I have to show my shtar mechira that I bought this karka in order to be neman. And when I'm not able to produce the shtar because it got lost, they're going to turn right back at me and say, you stole this land. So it's better for me to not say anything. In that way, I'll hang on to the karka. I have a better chance of hanging on to the karka because the bailim didn't say anything for 3 years. So Hilkach, since it could be that it's really true that he bought the karka, but he just doesn't want to self-incriminate, and that's why he's not saying that he bought the karka. So lemalei anan dil mashtara havalach v'irkas. Maybe we prompt him and we say, maybe you had a shtar and you lost the shtar. In such cases, we want to prompt him. We want to give him someone who doesn't know how to make a taina. We want to give him the proper tools to make a taina. So kamash malan. That's why the Mishnah is telling me that no, he has to make the taina on his own. We will not teach him to make this taina unless he does so on his own. Now the Ritva points out the reason the Gemara thought that I would say that we would prompt him that Dilma Shtar, you know, that maybe you had a Shtar in Irkas and you lost it, is because since he has the karka for 3 years with no one making a macha'a, it's an indicator that the karka really is his, and he was eating these payros properly, so meaning there is reason to believe that he's just keeping quiet. So that's the Kamash Mulan that despite all of that svara to assume that maybe he's not just Stamaganov, and he's just trying to be cautious, he's trying to be careful about what he said, so maybe we should prompt him Kamash Mulan that we don't make that taina. He has to come up with that taina on his own. The Rashbam in Dibra Maskel Kamash Mulan sounds like it's dafka that we don't make that taina for him when he doesn't make the taina on his own. But if he on his own, let's say initially when the ma'arer comes to him and says, "What are you doing in my karka?" And he says, "Lo amar li adam davar me'olam. No one ever told me otherwise. No one said anything. I've been here for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years." And then when pushed a little further, he said, "Nah, I bought it. Don't try. I bought it 5 years ago." So the fact that he didn't say that initially is because he thought that by saying that initially, they're going to ask him to show the shtar, and he doesn't have the shtar. So that's why he just said, "Lo amar li adam davar me'olam." But now that he's changing his tune, meaning even though he himself, but even though initially said "Lo amar li adam davar me'olam," if we didn't prompt him, but he himself realizes that it's not working out to just keep quiet and to not say anything, and that he needs to say something, and therefore he comes with the taina, then he would be Ne'eman. We don't consider that as a chozer v'toein, as someone who's coming back with a different taina, because he's not really being makhish anything, meaning it's true that lo amar adam davar me'olam. That was not untrue, it just wasn't enough. So now when he comes back later and he says, "Yeah, and I bought it," so that's not a hachasha of his original taina. That's how the Rashbam understands that but he has every right to be towing the atzmo. He has every right, even after initially saying lo amar adam davar me'olam, to come back with a real taina. However, Tosrid quotes from Rabbeinu Yitzchak that no, you have to say the taina immediately. If at the first shot he didn't say this taina, well then we say this is a chazaka sheini mataina, and we're going to ignore the chazaka. Okay, so that's the explanation for chazaka sheini, for what the chiddush is that a chazaka sheini mataina is in the chazaka. The chiddush is that I might have thought tanina lay, that will make the taina for him because he's just being overly cautious, and we need to prompt him, not tanina lay, but we'll at least prompt him to make the taina. So kamash malan that we don't prompt him. So anav simin. So the simin is Rav Anan, Rav Nachman, and Bitka, which are the three episodes, the three stories the Gemara is about to tell. So the Gemara brings first the story with Rav Anan. Rav Anan shakal bitka ba'are. Rav Anan had a field that it was flooded, and the mechitzos between his field and someone else's field were totally lifted off the ground, and they don't know where the border was exactly. So he went and he rebuilt the fence, but he rebuilt it in slightly the wrong place. He built it without paying such careful attention on his friend's side of the property, and through that he grabbed a little extra land. Right? And Muki Yosef says that it was betoch sad chavero, and that way he grabbed a little bit of extra land. The Ramban explains that he built it he built the wall entirely on his friend's property, meaning not like deep into his friend's property. It's just normally the very first mission. The Masechta taught us that these walls were kind of thick, so you have to build them directly on the property line where it's 50-50. So instead of it being, you know, three tvachim on this side and three tvachim on that side, it was all six tvachim on one side. So it was a minor amount of property that he had inadvertently stolen. So afterwards, the Baal HaSadeh realized that Rav Anan had built the fence in the wrong place, but Rav Anan didn't want to take down the fence because he thought that he had a chazaka on this property now. So Asal Kamed Rav Nachman. So Rav Anan went to Rav Nachman. He was brought to Rav Nachman. So later, Rav Nachman said to Rav Anan, "Zila Hadar, you built the fence on the wrong on the other guy's property. Of course, you have to to return it. Why would you think you don't have to return it? So Rav Anan said, why do I think I don't have to return it? Because the other guy is mochel. He was makna the karka to me, and I have a chazak in it. V'achzikili, I built this wall based on him instructing me to do so, and he even helped me building this wall. So it's as if he told me, leich, chazek, ukni. It's as if he was telling me, go and make a kinyan. So since he was mochel, and he was makna the karka, and I have a chazaka that it was mine for at least a day, that he didn't say anything, so it's a chazaka, sheyeshi mataina. So why should I go and return the fence to where it was? So Amar Leih, so Rav Nachman said to Rav Anan, Kiman, who do you think we paskin like in terms of having a chazaka for just a single day without the ma'arir being moche? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Domer called the fun of the altar of chazaka. You assume we paskin like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and like the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, that as long as you're machzik in the field in front of the bailim for even a moment without a macha, that it becomes a chazaka immediately? We don't paskin that way. We paskin like the Rabbanan, that you need 3 years, miyom liyom, that you need 3 full years of chazaka. So you didn't have 3 years of cheskas, you didn't have a cheskas gimel shanim, and the ma'arer taina that he didn't give you the chelik, meaning you're coming with the double taina. You're coming with the taina that he had been makne it to you, that's your taina, and the cheskas gimel shanim is what backs up the taina. So the ma'arer claims that it's not true. He was never makne it to you. And you don't have a cheskas gimel shanim to be neman that he was makne it to you, and you need a cheskas gimel shanim. It doesn't happen right away. Where do we find that Rabbi Yehuda holds that li alter avi chazaka, that even a single moment of using the fellow's property without him saying anything is going to be a chazaka immediately? So it's the Mishnah on Lamed Chesam and Aleph that said that Rabbi Yehuda said the reason you need gimel shanim is just in case the bailim is all the way in Aspamya, which is very far away from Eretz Israel, so let the guy be there for a year, and then Edom will come to the Makom HaBailim, which will take another year, and then he'll come back, which will take another year. So it sounds like if the Bailim is very close, he's Mahalich Yom Echad, that he could know right away that the person was Machzik in his field. If he doesn't make the Machal right away, it's a Chazak. Meaning the turnaround time from the time the Edom come to Aspamya to let him know, and when he has to start on his journey back, is immediate, right? He immediately has to start on his journey back to where his field was. So the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi is we haven't come across yet. That's on Nun Tasam Beis, where there was a Maisa that came about that came to him with someone who was machzik b'fnei abaylim, and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said hechzakta, because he thought that b'fnei abaylim is good enough. So that's what we're referring to over here. That's what Rav Nachman is saying to Rav Anan. You think we pass them like these das yachids that you find scattered throughout this perek? The sheet of Rabbi Yehuda about gimel shalom based on being an aspamya, the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi that we're going to have all the way at the end of the parak. Nah, we don't pass like either one of those things. So Rav Anan responded, okay, I don't have a chazaka in the karka, but I do have edim that the guy was mochel. Meaning a chazaka, I came with a taina. The taina is that he was makne it to me, right? So that's my core taina. You're telling me that he denies it. So there are two ways to verify it. One is I could have a chazaka where I'm believed and he's not believed. So you're telling me I don't have that. But the other way is I could have edim that I'm telling the truth that he was actually makne it to me. So Amalei, Rav Anan said to Rav Nachman, v'ha'achil, da'as v'siyeh b'guda ba'adoi. I don't have a chazaka in the karka, but I have edim that saw that he helped me build this wall, and therefore is there a stronger leich hazek ukni than the guy himself helping me build this wall on his property? So Rav Nachman said, that's not a mechila. Mechila betolus he. He didn't know that he was building the wall in the wrong place. And you know what my raya is that he didn't know he was building the wall in the wrong place? Is you didn't know you were building the wall in the wrong place. You're not a ganav. If you yourself would have known, you never would have thought to move the fence over. Just like you didn't know, he also didn't know that he was building the wall in the wrong place. And then when he looked at it and he's looking at his property, he's like, something doesn't look right. You know, something seems a little bit off. And then he measures it and he realizes that he made a mistake. So that's all it was. It was a mistake. So the way the Rashbam is understanding the sugya is Rav Anan really only had one taina, that the other guy was mochel on the chelik of the karka, on that chelik of the karka, and he was makne it to him. But initially Rav Anan wanted to prove that using the chazaka from the fact that it's a chazaka shiyeshi mataina. And then after Rav Nachman rejected that chazaka because it was less than 3 years, Rav Anan said, no, but I have edim that he was mochel and he was makne the karka, and Rav Nachman rejects that because it's not really a mechila. You have edim that he helped build the fence, but it was a mechila betalus, and that's all you had edim to. That, but it's all one taina that Rav Anan had presented with two different forces behind the taina. Initially by force of chazaka behind the taina, and then by force of edim of a mechila behind the taina. Tosfos in Dibra Maskel Vaha has problems with this explanation of the Rashbam. First of all, just from the fact that it was only later that Rav Anan said that he was mochel, sounds like originally that was not his taina, that the fellow was mochel. Second of all, if initially his taina was that he was mochel, Rav Nachman should have responded right away that it was a mechila betalus. Meaning if the whole time he was coming and saying he was mochel, and that's because he needed chazaka shiyesh ma taina. So my taina is mochel, so then he should have told him right away that your taina is not a taina, memela, forget it. Meaning, what does he say to him instead? He says, it's a machlokas whether chazaka needs 3 years or even one moment in front of the bailim. He could have said something that doesn't involve any machlokas. You have no taina, and the chazaka sheini mataina for sure doesn't work. He should have blown it up right there. So he should have completely rejected Rav Anan right there, and therefore Tosfos disagrees. It says Rav Anan came with a taina that he bought a chelik of the karka, even though he originally built the wall in the wrong place. Maybe what they mean to say is that after he built the wall in the wrong place, he came to his neighbor. His taina was that he went to his neighbor and he said, Oyvei, I built the wall in the wrong place. I don't want to take anything from you for free. Let me just buy the piece of property that I just accidentally grabbed. And that was his original taina. And he wanted to be neman with the chazaka that he had. Once Rav Nachman says he doesn't have a chazaka, he says, okay, maybe you're not going to believe me that I purchased it, but I'll call upon him. There was a mechila because he helped me build the wall. So that mechila should be enough. And then he told him that the mechila is not a valid mechila either. So it wasn't that he came with the same taina, that he altered the taina when he realized that the original taina was not going to work. That's how Tosfos understands this maisa. So that's the maisa with Rav Anan. Now the Gemara brings a similar maisa with Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana shakal bitka ba'arei. Rav Kahana also had some sort of flooding, and it took the mechitzos between his field and somebody else's field, and he doesn't know where the border is. So azal hadar guda ba'arei d'lo didei. Rav Kahana went and rebuilt a new wall between his field and the other guy's field, and he built the wall without paying careful attention, that it was that he was building it on his friend's side of the property. So he accidentally grabbed some of the land. So also the Kamed Rav Yehuda, the neighbor came to Rav Yehuda to make a taina that this guy, the Rav Kahana, built a fence in my field, and Rav Kahana denied the whole thing because he thought that he did properly. So also Iti Tresahadi, the Balasada brought two witnesses. Rav Kahana built the wall in his field, but the Edim disagreed as far as how much into his field he built the wall, meaning how far into his property did he encroach. One of them said that it was two rows of karka that Rav Kahana went encroached into the other fellow's field. That it was three rows of karka. Samlei Rav Yehuda said to Rav Kahana, Zil Shalem Tarti Migol Tlas. You have to pay at least two. You have to give back two rows of karka, because two rows, we for sure have edim that agree. We have two edim that for sure you took those first two rows. So because Yesh Bechal Masayim Mana. So that we have valid edus to, and that you have to pay back. So Rav Kahana asks Rav Yehuda, why are you trusting edus when one ed says two, the other one says three? I'm like, come on, whose shita is it that you could be mekabel edus when the edim can't even get their story straight? So the two edim are contradicting each other. You're going to trust that edus? So Rav Yehuda responded, there is such a shita, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, As follows, the Tanya, we have Machlokes B'Sham B'Silel, when you have two Edim that are Soser each other, whether they're Mekabel their Edus or not. So Amr B'Shim Ben Elazar, Lo Nechluku B'Sham B'Silel Al Shtei Kitei Edim, Sha'achas Omeres Mona, Va'achas Omeres Masayim, She'esh B'chal Masayim Mona. That everyone would agree that if it's two totally different sets of Edim, you have Shnei Edim that say that the guy owes $100, and two other Edim that say that the guy owes $200, that everyone agrees that you at least owe the $100 because yesh b'chal masayim mana, and therefore there's no stira to that. So it's just that the second set is adding an extra $100, but on the first $100 there's no hakasha, and therefore we're mekabel the edus as far as those first $100. The Ravan points out that that's only when each one is made. This one is made that he borrowed $100, and the other one is made that he borrowed $200, where it's not machish one with the other. But in a case where one is made that he borrowed $100 and not $200, and the other one says that he borrowed $200 and not $100, then it's hachasha. Then the whole edus is hachasha, meaning you have to be careful about the wording. That if he says he borrowed $100, but he doesn't deny that there's a possibility of more, or if he says he borrowed $200, but he doesn't say explicitly, and I know for sure it wasn't $100, because once they do that, then it's already going to be achasha. But anyway, that's a case where both Beisham and Beisil would agree when you have shnei kitei edim al manechluku. You know where Beisham and Beisil disagree al kas achas, where you have one set of edim she'echad omer mana ve'echad omer masayim, where one of the edim says mana and the other of the Edim says Masayim. Shebeshami Omer Nechluka Edusim. Beshami says they don't get within a single set of Edim, they didn't get their story straight, and therefore you don't have Edus. Well, Beisil Omer Yesh Bechal Masayim Mana. And Beisil will say that even within one set of Edim, we say Yesh Bechal Masayim Mana, and we're Makabal the Edus. So here also, one was made that the Rav Kana went three rows into the other guy's property, and the other one said two rows into the other guy's property, and therefore, according to Beisil, Yesh Bechal Masayim Mana, we should accept the Edus. The Ritva points out that the reason it's not Edus Mukhashas, according to Beis Hillel, is because we can assume that one of them was not as careful in verifying exactly how much money it actually was. Okay, so good. So that's the shita that we're following. So Amaleis, Rav Kana said back to Rav Yehuda, how could you paskin based on the way Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar explains the shita of Beis Hillel? V'maisin lach igarta mi ma'rava de'ena lach Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. I'll bring you a letter from Eretz Yisrael where all the gedolim over there say we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar in the way he explains the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and that they understand that when you have the same kat, the two edim not being made the same thing, even Beis Hillel will be moded that the edus is not mitzaref with each other. So Amaleis, Rav Yehuda said back to Rav Kana, ooh, you're able to produce a letter from Gedolim? Good, l'chitesi. When you bring me such a letter, then I'll pay attention to it. Until then, this is the psak, and you lose. You're going to have to give up those two rows of the property. So now a third maisa. So again, remember there was a simen to all of this, right? This whole started with Anav simen, because there was a story with Rav Hanan, there's a story with Rav Kahana, Rav Nachman, the siman is over already, right? Because we had Rav Anan, Rav Nachman, and the Bitka. Both Rav Anan and Rav Nachman are about the Bitka Da'ara. So now the Gemara tells another Maisa. Who gavra didar b'kashta b'ilisa arba shnei? That there was a person that lived in a place called Kashta on a top floor over a house for 4 years. Asa Mari Debesi, the owner of the house, came. Ashkeche, and he found this guy living in his house. So Amalei, the Balabai, said to the guy, my boy is by Besa, what are you doing in this house? Amalei, mi plani zavinta dezavni minach. Oh, I bought it from so-and-so, who I presume bought it from you, meaning I know that this was once presumed to be your house, but I assumed that the guy I bought it from had purchased it from you. That's the way the Rashbam understands. Other Rishonim say that he's saying that the mocher told him that he bought it from him, that it wasn't just a presumption. So, okay, so I bought it from so-and-so who bought it from you. So, asal kamed Rabbi Chiya, the guy came in front of Rabbi Chiya to know who's right over here. So, amalei, Rabbi Chiya said, yislach sa'adi, didor ba'ihu dezavant minei, afilu chad yoma. If you have edim that the guy that you bought the house from lived in this house even for a single day, ukimna labiyadcha, then you get to keep the house because you have a cheskes gimel shana that you've lived in the house, and it's chazaka sheyeshem ataina that you bought the karka from a guy who you know to have lived in the house. That's good enough. Ve'ilo, but if you don't have edim that could testify about it, then lo, then you're not able to be zocha in this house, even though you were here for 3 years, because then it's chazaka sheyeshem ataina. Again, you see this idea that the taina doesn't have to be that you know for sure. It's just a lack of a taina is a reyusa on the chazaka. But over here, you don't have that reyusa because as far as I knew, this was the guy that was there. I don't have to know that the guy that was there prior to me was there for 3 years. I just have to know that he was there. So if he was there, I have every right to assume that it was his house at the time. So Rav asked Rabbi Chiya on the fact that he has to bring Edim that he lived there for a day. Amar Rav, haviv sivna kamei de chavivi. I was sitting in front of my uncle, in front of Rabbi Chiya, when he said this din, and I asked him, why do you require the guy to bring Edim that he saw Ploni that had sold him this house living there for one day? Is it not possible that a person will buy a house at night and then immediately flip the house right away to someone else without ever living there even for Yom Echad? So maybe that's what happened over here. Meaning people flip houses all the time without ever moving in. It's an investment. So the guy might have just invested in this house. Why does he have to bring a raya that the person he bought it from actually lived in this house? So Rav says, V'chazise l'dayte. And I realized that my uncle, that Rabbi Chiya, held that Yomar Lei, if the Machzik would have said to the Ma'arer, Kamoy didi zavna minach, that I saw Ploni buy this house from you, Mehemet, then you'd be believed, Migo di bayomale anoz vinta minach. Migo, that he could have lied and said that I myself bought the house from the Ma'ara, from the Marakama, from you. And he'd be Neman because he's there for 3 years. So therefore he's Neman with this taina that the guy who sold him the house had purchased the house at least befanav. Meaning, essentially what Rav is saying is, I saw Rabbi Chiya made the psak, that he has to bring a raya that the person he bought it from is there for a day. I question that psak. He was not really moda to my question, but I did see that there was a little give in his psak. That had it been that he would have taina that I saw him buy it from you, even without the Yom Echad, then he would be believed with amigo. That's the way the Nesivus explains this Gemara, that it's amigo. That since the cheskas hamachzik doesn't work unless you have your own taina, but if you come mikolach hamocher, you're not going to be neman. You're only neman with the taina's amigo. The Ketzos writes, you don't even need neman. Of Migo. This taina of Kamay Didi Zavna Minach, that's it. You're Neman right off the bat with that. Because he came with the taina's bari that this guy bought the house from you. The Lashon of the Gemara of Migo is not a regular Migo. Migo it normally means Mali the Shaker. That I know you normally wouldn't trust me with this taina, but why would I lie? If I wanted to lie, I could have told a better lie. That's not what the Gemara means over here. The Gemara is just saying that just like he would have been believed to say he himself bought the house, he's also believed, not because he could have, but he's also believed to say somebody that the person he bought it from bought the house. So that's how the Ketzos understands that it's not based on amigo, because there's nothing wrong with what he's actually saying. Amigo is only when there's something wrong with what he's actually saying, so we're not going to believe what he's actually saying, so we need amigo. That's not what's going on over here, according to the Ketzos. So now the Gemara brings a raya that Rabbi Chiya is correct. It's more mistavra that which Rabbi Chiya said, that if you're machzik in the karka for 3 years and you taina that you purchased this karka from Ploni, you need to bring edim that Ploni at least lived there for one day. The Katani, because it says in our Mishnah, haba mishum yerusha, eino tzarech taina, that if you're coming with a claim that I yarshined it from my father, you don't need a taina. Tainu delo bai, haraya bai. From the fact that it says eino tzarech taina, it doesn't say eino tzarech klum. Sounds like, yeah, you don't need to have a taina that your father bought this from the original bailum, but you do need a raya, at least that your father lived there for one day. And if that's true of a Yerusha, then the same is going to be true of a lokeach. That if you say that you purchased this house from Ploni, who you think bought it from the other guy, you may not need a taina, but you need a raya. You need to know know that that guy lived there for one day. So it says more of a dilma lo raya bayi, below taina bayi. Maybe when someone is yorish karka, he doesn't need to bring a raya that his father lived there, nor does he need a taina that his father purchased it from the bailim. And when we say eno tzarich taina, it means that someone's bum mishum yerusha, aside from the taina of that I yarshened it from my father, he doesn't need any additional taina. Not that his father lived there, not that his father bought it. All he needs is to say, I yarshened it from my father. Or the Gemara says, V'yibayisema, shayni lokech, lo shadi zuzi b'kati. Even if you can say that someone who's coming with a taina that he yarshened it is going to have to bring a raya that his father lived there for one day, that's because nevertheless, you won't necessarily say the same thing about a lokech. A lokech may be in a better position. Maybe he doesn't have to bring a raya because a lokech doesn't throw away his money for nothing. Meaning, since I paid for this mekach, so at the time of the lekicha, certainly I would have clarified that he had purchased this karka from the ma'arir, and therefore I don't need a taina to back it up. I don't need to show that he had lived in the property. So you buy loose. Now the Gemara raises another shayla. The din that Rabbi Chiya said that if you buy karka from Ploni, who bought it from the original bala karka, you need a raya that he lived there for one day, nira bomai. If Edom saw the mocher being in the karka to measure the length and the breadth of it, so what's the din? Is the fact that you saw him measuring the karka in order to buy it mistaver that enough of a raya that he probably ultimately did buy it, and therefore it's like edus that he lived there, or do you need actual edus that he really lived there? Some rabbaye hihi, measuring is just good enough. Rava Amar Avadinish to Sayra Avalos of it. No, people go look at homes and properties all the time, and then they don't end up buying it. So just because he was there with a tape measure doesn't really tell you anything. Okay, so from tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots on the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Have a good day. A good luchedish, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah. You too. Take care. A good luchedish.